Try it again. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Today, thank you, musicians. Today is the World Day of Prayer. I just came to know only last night. Whatever it is today, I'm going to talk to you about prayer and impart prayer. But before that, let me give a few statements that is valid prophetically. And Lisa, the extras just write on. Eh? Anything that is born of God will be tested. Can you verbalize this? Anything that is born of God will be tested, which means anything that God is working will be tested and contested. God will put it. In fact, the enemies and surroundings in your circumstances will test it. And if it is truly a born of God, you can get through. But the key to put this whole thing is to rest on God's word. I will explain to you shortly. The day when you are born again and receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you are entering into a spiritual warfare that everything will be there testing you. The devil will come and put a lot of doubts and fears. And so assurance, say with me, assurance. Assurance of salvation, assurance of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Assurance is needed every time. That one of the, you will be tested. Say with me, I will be tested. If you're called, you will be tested. If God has told you to do, or God has asked you to do something, it will be tested. This is a fact of life. But what will stand through is when you rest it on the Word of God and the Spirit of God. When the day when you accepted Jesus Christ, you got to rest your whole life on some of the Word of God. Let me help you, to some of you, because there's a lot of assurance of the Word of God, the Word of God for salvation. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Rest your whole faith, because your experience is subjective. Rest your faith on the Word of God, and tell the devil, God has saved me. John chapter 1 verse 12, he says, as many as you received him, he gave them right. And the word right is excelsior. The word is you are born right to become children of God. It is sealed. Two is enough for you. So when you rest on it and walk on the word of God, the fruit of salvation will take root. If not, you live in what we call touch and go. There will be battles of assurance, and then a prophecy comes in. You will still be doubtful because you are not resting on the Word of God, and you got to rest on the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God will give you assurance. The Word of God will give you security because Jesus is the Word. Jesus is the Word. And the Word of God, the Bible, is the written Word. It rests on the living Word in the throne room of God. Are you with me so far? Say with me, anything that is born of God will be tested. Okay, I just applied it in your salvation. Same with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. When you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the devil will come and tell you, oh, your tongue is a fig. No, you got to speak in tongues, but you got to rest it on the Word of God. Get all the scriptures. Get into our principle of church life lessons and get rested on the Word of God. And you see, you need to be safe. You need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. You enter into the spirit realm. And you need to pray. You need to receive the evidence of tongues. And tongues is the vehicle to touch God. There are many, many avenues deeper into the Spirit of God that launch you into the gifts of the Spirit. And when this gift of the Spirit is activated, you must know that you're going to rest on the fruit of the Spirit, because the fruit and the gift, we call it the character and the charisma, must go together to have a strong, lasting life and ministry. If you're called into the ministry, you'll be tested. but you could rest on the word of God. God, you know, when I was saved, the very next month of my salvation, I felt I need to go into the full-time ministry. Somehow or other, I felt, but it was not the time, but I rested on the word of God. Many years later, the Lord led me into the ministry. It took a process, but what happened is resting on the word of God. Anything that is born of God will be tested. Anything that God speaks to your life prophetically will be tested. We call it process. At this particular time in 2017, God is activating life, calling, training, the fivefold anointing, even the gifts and the fruit. God is activating, say with me, activating and quickening it to whosoever that receives. And the greatest reception will be on the young people. So when young people receive the word of God, receive what God is speaking into their hearts, and receive the call or receive the mandate, what is going to happen? What took many years to produce a man of God is going, God is going to shorten it. It is a quickening process. Say quickening process. God is reducing the time that nowadays, from now, as I speak from now, preachers, even from our congregation, from all over the world, will come up. Young men and women will do great exploit, will move into the demonstration of the power of God, will demonstrate character, and most of all do great exploits, what the former generation did not do. It took me many years to come into the ministry for me. But here is a man who saved, call of God, quickening, and that is the process that God is moving that is have to do with impartation. Say with me, impartation. So one is a call of God, one is a process, another one's impartation. Say with me, impartation. God give you grace for your calling, for your life. There's a certain amount of grace. But you need to do more. You got to have what we call law of impartation. Today I'm going to release an impartation on prayer that have been a strength in my life. Amen. I'm giving you this introduction so that you can be ready to receive what God has. I desire you all to take on to what we have into a higher level and a greater level and finish well. It's one thing to start. It's another ball game, a big and different game to end well. I've seen ministries, I've seen people rising up like a shooting star, but they don't end well. My prayer and to you, for you, is that you will keep on moving on and moving on and end at God's time. Finish well. Say with me, finish well. Your life. Your life as a Christian, the life as a minister, the life in whatever God has called, you've got to carry on until you finish well. Look at the end. Look at the end. Say with me, look at the end. I was once an athlete in the Middle Distant event. My coach will tell me, 1,500 meters, 3 3/4 round. He said, don't look. When you start, look at the end, 3 3/4 round. We pace our stride. And then the last 200, we give what we call a speed race. Close our eyes and give all our best and reach the tape. And so the tape. Why? Because champions always pace their life. Life is a marathon. Christian life is a marathon. It's not a 100 meters dash, just finish it. And there's a lot of process. There is a lot of avenues that you will have to experience. Salvation is something, commitment to what God has called, baptism, the Holy Spirit, ministry, everything has an experience and has to develop into maturity. Amen. In these days, last days, there are many things happening in the world. The world is advancing in technology. Everything is beautiful. But do you know this technology is going to turn around to be dangerous? The thing that we take on and we enjoy will become a weapon of mass destruction. So it's quite dangerous. But at the same time, it's exciting things in the church. There's revival that is coming, or it's already here. Gifts of the Spirit that we heard about and demonstrate is going to take on to a new realm. We are going to come into a realm of where recreating miracles are going to take place, where there is no, say, suppose this hand has been cut off, is going to reproduce. Organs that are missing will be recreated. This is the time. This is the last days. Things eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, is going to come. Things that are missing in your life is going to be given by grace. If you are a minister or if you are developing many things, ask God, God, give me a quickening, miraculous grace that you will fulfill. And that is going to come in a form of impartation. Let me tell you another one. In the parable of Jesus, God gave talents to many. Ten talents. You know about that story. God is in the church in Perth. God has given talents to many churches, many people. Okay? Keep that in mind. If you have been faithful, if I have been faithful to the one gift or two gifts or talents that God has given, and all God requires is faithfulness. Say with me, faithfulness. If you are faithful in these things, God will increase. So, faithfulness, not competition, not looking who is doing best and who is not doing best, who is the best. No, faithfulness, say with me, faithfulness. Faithfulness will increase. And in this, I want to talk in terms of Perth. God has given gifts, but the people who do not use the gifts, God will say, take that gift and give it to the one who is faithful. You remember the man who made 10 talents? 100%. And then the man who got one talent when he hid it in the ground. And then when the day of accountability, this man made all the excuses that he kept his money as it is. And the Lord said to me, you wicked servant. And he said, take the talent and give it to the man who has 10. And he'll increase. I believe if you follow the principles of God, of faithfulness to what God gave, churches and people who are not using gift will be deposited to you. Amen. Are you with me? You've got to believe it. This is scripture. In this last days, God is not going to waste time. He has given precious talents and giftings to many people. But if you are faithful, God say, I will increase. Say, increase. Increase. Say with me, increase. You know, when the word increase comes, you say one plant, another waters, but God gave the increase. One plant, say one plant. I put the seed into your planting into you. Another waters, another person waters, but God is the one who gave increase. All we can do, Pastor Major and I, and the leadership can do, is to plant and water. Plant and water. But it's God who gives the increase. Amen. That is where all the exploits and the stature that are going to come up, the position that are going to come up, is God given. When God gives you, it's for a job, for a purpose. Amen. In this exciting time when so many things are taking place in the church, gifts, prophetic dimensions, personal prophecies, many things that are happening, at the same time, extremes will also come. People who are so excited will take it into one extreme. You can't drive a car with one tire. You got to drive a car with five tires. Five wheels. Four tires and a steering wheel. You can drive it in. If one of your tires are not functioning, the whole car goes down. One of the wheels, okay. What I'm saying to you, there will be extremes coming in. But we need to have a balance. And the balance has to do with the Word of God. Where do I keep myself in balance? Say with me, in balance. Where is my security for balance? Where? There are two things. One, you got to be in Christ. Can you put that in Christ? Say with me, in Christ and in a true local church. Okay, my words are chosen well, true local church, because there are other churches that are not true to what they are called for. False churches also will come. True local church is biblical church. Not to say that I leave it to you. Got to be a part. You got to be in Christ and in a local church that is true to the gospel. This is what is needed. And so, if you're not planted to a local church, I urge you for security, for covering, for protection, for growth, for check and balance, and for manifest benefit. You be a part of a local church. Be a part. We are one of the local churches that God. We are true to the gospel. Not to say that's pride, but that's my mandate. That's our mandate to start a fellowship, to a vision, an Antioch vision. We want to be true to our cause and say in Christ and in a local church. That gives us the covering of balance. Amen. If not, you'll be a loose cannon. And loose cannon are target for demonic attack. Okay, I'll not to frighten you, but these are true things that are taking place. Say, rest on the Word of God. Everything you experience will be tested. Rest on the Word of God. Another prophetic word that I want to share is, you will never possess what you're unwilling to pursue. You will never verbalize with me, because this prophetic word are needed. You can apply it in your life, in your family, in your business, in the church, in whatever God has called you. An attitude that God looks for is important. You will never possess what you're unwilling to pursue. Can you verbalize with me? Okay, what God is speaking to you. A heart of pursuit. You know, every bosses in a company looking for people who will be creative, who are loyal, people who will pursue the goals of the company. You will never possess in your life, in the ministry, in your calling, in your very life as a Christian. You will never possess if you are unwilling to pursue. That goes with the gifts of the Spirit. That goes to commitment to the task called you, to the ministry God has called you. If you're not willing to pursue, you can have the call. If you're not having an attitude to pursue on, you will never possess it. You can abort a call too if you don't pursue. Say attitude. 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 Another thing that can destroy your life and destroy many things in your life is, I call it, the spirit of intimidation. Say with me, spirit of intimidation. Okay, if you can define these things, you see, I want to tell you, spirit of pride, spirit of fear are demonic demons. Spirit of intimidation is a demonic force that attacks your mind, that takes away your strength and your focus. Okay, can you verbalize with me what is a spirit of intimidation, or what the spirit of intimidation will do? You know, whenever you come to a place where you're fearful, wherever you're placed, you cannot go out, or you cannot do, or finally you find yourself as Mr. Nobody or Miss Nobody or Mrs. Nobody. It's a spirit of intimidation. Say with me, spirit of intimidation. Okay, can you verbalize it? It's an act. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Okay, it's an act that the devil will put into your heart and your mind. When your mind, your heart, your mind and your heart, when the moment is continual harassment until the person's will and wall of resistance is broken down. Have you lost your wall of resistance? And start to belittle and despise what he is and what he has. He's taken from Nehemiah. When you have come to a place where you lose all resisting power, especially words of men and women, the devil uses, and you lose your will, you begin to belittle what you have, and all your potentials are just aborted. All human person, you and I, are created in an image of God. Say with me, image of God. And likeness of God. We have ultimate value before God and limitless potential once you come to know the Lord Jesus as Savior. Once you are redeemed back in the creation, God put so many things in your life. You are the reflection of God's likeness and image. Say with me, I'm a reflection of God's image and likeness. God respects me. I'm ultimately, value me. Say with me, God value me. Put your hand to your chest. Some of you need that. God value me. There's ultimate value and limitless potential for good. Say limitless potential for good. Because I have received Jesus as my personal Savior and Lord. The redemption brings you back to the purpose in Genesis chapter 1. That you are, God respect you. You're not a number in a computer. You're not a number in the registration book. You're a person reflecting the image and likeness of God. You reflect God because you're a child of God. You're created for a purpose. Say with me, purpose. And with potentials for good. Never, never, never undermine yourself what God has given. Don't let the spirit of intimidation to take away what you have. You are valued. You have a purpose. You are sitting down here. You have a divine purpose in God. Don't say I'm useless. Don't compete with anybody. Don't say I'm useless. Don't say that. You say you're useful. Say with me, I'm useful. The remaining of my life, I'll be useful and I'll end well. I'll finish well. I'll finish my race well. Amen. 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 In Christ. Okay, another one. I haven't started my message, but just give you some prophetic dimension. You know, one of the greatest cry for humanity is guidance. Say with me, guidance. The world or the spirit world outside Christ use a lot of magician, use a lot of false prophecy, demonic spirits, satanic power, and deception and ignorance. But for a child of God, when the moment you accepted Jesus Christ, your spirit, which is born again, connects with you. The incorruptible spirit connects with God. And the first thing you have, you can hear God and you can talk to God. And guidance is God's responsibility to you. He said, I'll guide you and lead you and teach you the way you should go. Psalms 32, he tells us, I'll guide you. God, whenever he says a double reference, I'll guide you, I'll teach you, I'll lead you. Guidance is God's responsibility. Our responsibility is, Lord, help me. Learn to hear the voice of God. Guidance. Okay, I'll give you a balanced diet, guidance, because anybody can give you guidance and can lead you astray. to a New Testament believer, that is you and I, guidance, controls comes from the infallible Word of God. Okay, say infallible Word of God. Second, guidance, control comes from the Holy Spirit that lives inside me. So you got to have the Word of God and the Spirit of God guiding you. Objective and subjective. It begins subjective, and then you must have the Word of God. It got to rest. If not, you'll go out of order. There are people who take a prophetic word without having a proper biblical setting and went and said, it may be a good prophecy, they've wrecked their lives. And that is what the last thing that we want to see. We want you to know the will of God and you fulfill it. Thirdly, guidance and prophecy, guidance and direction can be confirmed. Say with me, confirm. If you have, Lisa, can you block the word and highlight confirmed? Confirm through various ministries in the church, including prophetic, improving the prophetic word. The word confirm, say with me, confirm. It simply got to say, when a prophetic word is given to you, it is only confirming what God has already spoken to you, what God has been dealing with you. And God will not tell any human person what he has not told you. Are you with me? I'm trying to put safe lines. I'm putting boundaries. If say that you're, I say, Andrew, you're going to China, and China is not in his heart, put it on the shelf until God deals with you. God will not tell anybody what he has not told, anything, any secrets of your life, unless he has spoken to you first. Do you get that? You know, it's important because one of the features of encouragement and excitement is going to be personal prophecy. Apostolic, personal prophecy. You're going to see things. God is seeing this. You're going to explore. You're going to travel around the world. It sits when he said, this is what I'm longing for, but I do not know how. A prophetic word, a ministry, a counseling in the body of Christ that comes from the body of Christ only confirm what God has spoken to you. Tuck it into your spirit. This will deliver you from many deception and ignorance. Are you with me so far? Hallelujah. Are you learning something from today? One of the features after I was born again, I had a desire to pray. I came from a church that did not believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So I want to pray. I do not know. I did all their teachings, do all that in the natural. But after a prayer meeting, you feel so frustrated. It took me about 5 years later when God filled me with the Holy Spirit. In fact, God healed me in the hospital and baptized me with the Holy Spirit. As it were, there is a dam that had been blocked, been broken, and tongues have been an avenue. Praying, tongues, many things. It had been a release. And every day, my wife can tell you, whatever is happening, I pray until my spirit is filled up. Every day. Sometimes I cannot understand, but the Lord said, pray. And then a few years ago, God told me, whenever you go to any town, any family, just pray and pray in tongues. Pray and pray in tongues until you're satisfied, until you're satisfied. And I say, Lord, for what? And sometimes you feel as though you are just saying something and do not know what's happening. We go to a town, we just sit in the chair and start praying. And okay, now we finish. I don't know what happened until I began to say, Lord, show me what is happening. Today, I want to impart to you something that God has given to me and the dimension of prayer. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, it tells us, God tells us, he said, pray without ceasing. Say with me, ceasing. Without ceasing. Okay, without seeing. That means it's a command of God that we cannot stop praying. I read the Bible and say, how can I live a life without praying? So you got to define prayer, you got to define many things. But what happened is, the Lord is speaking in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 17. He says, our spirit, our born-again spirit, have to live in prayer life, in connecting with God. And there is an avenue of praying. Praying is not only in one setting, your life of prayer. All believers, all of you, should develop praying in tongues. Say with me, all believers, did I put that? All believers should develop praying in the Spirit. It's important because this is the key. You can pray in English, or your known language, but you may not be praying in the Spirit. Go into the Spirit, because the Holy Spirit, who is God Himself, is in your spirit. And when He urges you and uses this prayer language, you touch God. Praying in tongues is touching God. So we got to pray without ceasing. Say with me, I will pray without ceasing. Okay, that includes worship. It's an attitude of prayer. You see, when you have an attitude of prayer, and when you're conscious of prayer, conscious of the presence of God, there are many things take place. You're always you're connected with God. Your movement affects the atmosphere and the circumstances. I don't know how many of you got it. When you are conscious with God, you're praying, an attitude of prayer, your presence in any situation affects the situation, affects the people of God, affects nations. That is the power that you carry in prayer. And we got to develop. Start praying in tongues. Start small. I have developed for a long time, and so we can pray. I can pray, Pastor Mitch. We mentioned we can pray and pray and pray a long time. But it took us many years. So don't compete with us, but start praying. Say, start praying. Start praying in tongues. Okay, somewhere you got to start praying in tongues and let the Holy Spirit give you the stamina and the dimensions in prayer. To me, the Lord spoke to me recently when Pastor Vernon prayed for me and imparted that anointing, especially in prayer, on me and Pastor Machin. The Holy Spirit said, all that you have, don't undermine. All the things that I've done, don't undermine. You have great potential in life and to transfer into the body of Christ. And at once I knew what was God speaking to me. Because many years ago, when the Lord spoke to me to come to Australia, one of the things is to pray. In Malaysia and Singapore, the Lord said there is enough men and women praying that can shake the nation, but Australia and New Zealand don't have. I was surprised. So I told the Lord, when I go to Australia, when I move to Australia, I will pray. And that has been a mandate for me in prayer. We pray as a church, we pray. I pray personally. Sometimes I do not know what I'm doing, but I pray. Amen. You pray. Say with me, sometimes you don't understand. Say with me, you don't. But I pray. God hears your prayer. A download of prayer that God gave me, and I want to impart to you. So it is not your mind, but you receive from the heart. This is called the law of impartation. The law of impartation is taken to Scripture, but I give you one verse from the law of impartation, and I'll talk about the prayer. It's Romans chapter 1, verse 11 and 12. The law of impartation. Say with me, law of impartation. Okay, whatever you desire to do, but you know you are limited in your capacity, in your giftings, in your influence, then ask the Lord, Lord, operate the law of impartation. Give me a man or woman of God who will lay hands in part to you. It will take you to the next level. This is what Paul writes in First Romans chapter 1, verse 11 and 12. For I long to see you, that I may impart, say with me, impart, to you some spiritual gifts so that you may be established. Verse 12, that is, that you may be encouraged together with with you, that I may be encouraged with you together by mutual faith, both you and me. The law of impartation is what you don't have or what you want more strength, it can be imparted to you by laying of hands or by prayer or by praying together. And that impartation will come not as a whole tree, but as a seed. Say with me, seed. So when the seed is inside you, it's like a pregnancy, you're going to develop it. If you don't develop it, you lose it. Hello? Think about all the prophetic word and all the impartation that we've been given. How many of that word or impartation seed has developed? If it's nothing, because you're not conscious about what God has put, this is more valuable than gold or silver. Law of impartation in the body of Christ is a valuable gift, that what you don't have, you can receive. Godly businessmen who have been successful in business should lay hands on people, young men and women who are aspiring to become businessmen. You have assurance of impartation. God is with you. Same with ministry. Look at people who have been faithful in ministry. Say, Pastor, I need that gift that you have. Impart it to me. There is a transaction from God. What God has given, this is called stature and development, maturity that moves into your spirit. You got to develop it. This is the law of impartation. What God has given to me. Okay, number one, when you pray, I'm going to make it into a message. He said, when you start praying consistently when you start praying, God talks to us in prayer. All the desires that you have when you're praying in the spirit, praying in tongues, when you're praying, he says, something in your spirit, activities will take place in your spirit, and you begin to, it's going to turn. There's a divine activity turn, and eventually your mind, like the monitor, will pick it up. And when that activity starts taking place, you know God is doing something. Okay, this is basic. When you continue to pray, number one, God told me and God spoke to me, and this is what happened. Whenever I pray, few things take place. Some are dangerous, some are comforting, some are good. Whatever angle that you have, it's that you know to understand. Number one, the moment when you start continually praying, the first thing, the work of darkness is exposed. The works of darkness is exposed. Say with me, read the outline. The works of darkness is exposed. Okay, the works of darkness is often exposed, and you have to prepare yourself, or God will prepare yourself from any attacks and strategies of the devil before he strikes you. And don't give him a chance to operate any of his strategy. Say darkness is exposed. Have you experienced that you being stop praying and suddenly people start telling you what to do, what not to do, tell you this is right and this is wrong? And have you experienced that? I've experienced that. Darkness in your life need to be exposed. Don't think that the devil is operating on you. Darkness of everything that's in your life is exposed. Same with the church, same with your project, same with ministry. God exposes the darkness. He exposes the things that the devil has for us. It's only a privilege when you start praying in tongues, start praying in the spirit. And this is what happened to me. Whenever I pray, things happen. We go to a town, we begin to pray, things happen. Sometimes, even in the political world, it starts shaking. That is the amount of power that you carry when you pray. Say with me, I have power that affects heaven and earth because of Jesus. When you pray, atmosphere changes. Enemy is defeated. And you got to develop it in such a way that you know. And it takes time. Amen? Say, it takes time. I pray, Father, that there will be an impartation. They will be sensitive to that their prayers are not wasted. Everything will be brought into light. All the strategies of the enemies will be broken. And Lord, I pray, Father, that your people will know how to pray. Second is a comfort. The moment you start praying, God put protection cover to you. You want to be protected? You know, when things go wrong, start praying in the Spirit. When everything goes wrong, start praying until you have the peace of God. I remember when our house once was robbed in long ago, and I was a bit shaken. Then the Lord said, just pray until it just settles. And I found that the protection of God, the robbers who wanted to take, didn't take anything valuable. Psalms 91 tells us, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide in the shadows of the Almighty. That is verse 1. Verse 10, no evil shall befall thee, neither shall any sickness or plague come nigh to your dwelling. Stop praying. When there is an epidemic, stop praying. When there is a flu epidemic, stop praying. I thank God, my wife said, Lord, put a shield. When we have flus running, put a shield over us. It works. It works only in prayer. Protection. Say with me, protection. Take these four things and apply it, and you will see things changing in your life. Protection comes when you connect with God in prayer. Number three, you will know exactly the perfect will of God in your life. Many of you are looking and say, am I? You know, the will of God grows inside you. The will of God will be known to you when you start praying. Many of us stumble with the word view. It's philosophically. And say, am I in the will? Am I not in the will? When you walk with God, you are in the will of God. And God will show you what is going to happen. So you will know often God revealed plans and purposes in your life in prayer. It can come in a form basically with impressions and vision. And you say, Lord, I want to please you as I pray. Lord, I want to please you and I want to be in the center of your will. That's the safest place on planet Earth. Man can tell you, I can give you a safe haven from all the attacks, but I tell you this, wherever you are, you may be in North Korea, if you're in the will of God, you're in the safest place. It's not in the place, it's in the Spirit. John was in the Spirit when he saw the exalted Jesus, the triumph Jesus, the head of the church, a vision. If you are in the Spirit, our Father who art in heaven, heaven is in the Spirit. When you get into prayer in the Spirit, you will begin to see, God will begin to tell you what to do and what not to do. Say to me, what to do and not what to do and not what to do and what not to do. God will tell you, and only in prayer. This is, when you pray, you begin to see things happen. Basics, but you apply it. Because our life works on three dimensions. Prayer, word, and obedience. The moment you start praying, then God will lead you to scriptures and God speak through your scriptures. But the third one is so important, you got to obey what God tells you. The fourth thing that can when you start praying consistently, and this is very important to our fellowship, to you and to me, you will sense the tangible presence of God. Worship and prayer brings the presence of God tangible. There is something, I want to say to all the prayer warriors, there's something about praying and breaking the barrier of 1 hour praying in tongues. Won't you watch with me 1 hour? Why did Jesus say 1 hour? No, he said, will you watch with me 10 minutes? Or watch with me 15 minutes? No, he said, 1 hour. I have discovered the moment when you start praying in tongues and you break the 1 hour barrier, something breaks in your mindset and you enter into a spirit world. Cannot be explained by words, but all I can say as a testimony, we have experienced breakthrough in prayer, breakthrough in lives, habit breaking, well, spiritual warfare, breaking the powers of darkness as you will go beyond 1 hour. Amen. It's quiet, but it's true. You can feel the presence of God tangibly. And you, when you begin to speak, you begin to see the presence of God when you are in prayer. This is not theory, but this is true. Number one, when you pray, can you verbalize it with me? Number one, I want to get into your spirit. Number one is what? Darkness is exposed. Number two, protection. Number three, you will know the will of God. In fact, the kingdom of God comes, the will of God comes. Number three, number four, you will sense a tangible presence of God. If you are not in prayer, these are theories. These are night sermon notes, that's all. But when you enter into the realm of prayer, you will experience, and these are only basics, you'll enter God into a new dimension. You know, when Moses was in the presence of God, his face glowed. Dimensions that we have never experienced. Last week I was telling our young leaders in our meeting, there's two scriptures that we need to experience. One was John was in the spirit and he began to see the vision of God. So in the spirit, a dimension. Another one is Acts chapter 11, 30, he says that the Spirit of God caught Philip out of the baptism of the eunuch. The dimension that we haven't experienced yet, it only comes in the first step of praying. You want to experience? The Holy Ghost is not limited to this style of limited gifts. It has to break through many things. Transportation in the Spirit. It's in the Scriptures. In the Spirit, you begin to see your future. In the Spirit, things begin to happen. And how do you get praying in? How do you get into the Spirit? First step is praying in the Spirit. Say with me, first step, praying in the Spirit. Amen. I ask the musician to come. And let's sing a song. Every time I pray, I move the hand of God, and nations move. And I want to impart to you what I've experienced. This four dimension. In fact, there are many other dimensions you will experience. And you can preach with reality. Hallelujah. Every day, every time I pray, shall we rise to our feet? I want you to look up to God. You are praying to God, not to people. My hands cannot do. Every time I pray.